The former COCC instructor accused of rape entered a not guilty plea to the charges yesterday. Thomas Bray is charged with raping a 23-year-old woman he met for a drink and then brought back to his apartment back in March. The two met through a computer dating site. Bray has been living with his brother in Portland. He is required to wear an electronic monitoring ankle bracelet, surrender his passport, and not drink alcohol. His trial is scheduled to start October 18th. A wounded cougar in the Deschutes River Woods area has not yet been found, and a local wildlife biologist says that could make the cat dangerous to people. Last Friday, the cougar was shot and wounded, but not captured. 1110 KBND's Lori Robb explains.
According to the Deschutes County Sheriff's Office, deputies tracked the cougar for almost 2 hours as it wove its way through homes in the Deschutes River Woods area. When the cougar got too close to a home near the river, they decided to use lethal force. Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife biologist Stephen George says now that the cougar is injured and not captured, the cat may be aggressive, and so people in Southwest Bend need to be more alert.
And I would probably say for the next couple weeks anyway that people really need to be real observant about what they're doing and where their surroundings are and where they're going.
Especially with your kids, like if you have kids that kind of like to play out in the woods, do you have advice for parents?
Yeah, keep them close to you and keep them close together and as at least groups of kids if you can do that.
George says if you come across a cougar, be loud and large and don't run away, rather back away slowly. I'm Lori Robb reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.
An economist with a popular national real estate website says home prices continued to fall in the first quarter and is predicting that national prices will keep dropping into 2012. The news comes from the chief economist for Zillow, and a local financial advisor, Troy Reinhart, says the numbers are credible. Reinhart also says the uncertainty surrounding the number of foreclosures and distressed homes out there is making it tough to predict a bottom.
Some of that has been systemic, probably in the system for a long, long time, but you don't find it out until you have a crisis like we went through. It's like Warren Buffett says, you know, when the tide goes out, you find out who is skinny dipping.
Troy Reinhart is with the Northwest Quadrant Wealth Management in Bend. He says in some cases, banks opt not to serve foreclosure notices for several years because they wouldn't be able to pay for the upkeep of vacant homes that don't resell quickly enough. Allergy season in the Northwest is off to a slow start. 1110 KBND's Mary Lose has more from an expert.
Allergy season has taken a little bit of a backseat thanks to the cool, wet spring. Dr. Anthony Montanaro, head of OHSU's Allergy Division, says the trees haven't been able to pollinate as much as normal.
Usually this time of year, we're seeing lots of patients who are suffering from tree allergy. Because of the rainy, cold weather, pollen just doesn't become aerosolized as effectively.
While there are tests to narrow down specific allergies, he says a lot of people are able to get relief from over-the-counter medicines. And he adds, get ready, grass season is next, and that's usually worse here than anywhere else in the country. In Portland, Mary Lose, 1110 KBND Radio News.
The Cascade Lakes National Scenic Byway is getting some federal dollars for a welcome station. It will be located just past the end of the 7th Mountain Resort. Robin George Folly says the welcome station will help the local economy by promoting the Cascade Lakes Scenic Byway as a major attraction to the Pacific Northwest.
And we're pretty excited about getting these funds, you know, bringing them here to Central Oregon. We had to compete, you know, with many other projects. And I think about, as you can, there were about 94 projects that were awarded grants. I think they're from about 39 states. So it was, you know, we're lucky to get this.
Two other projects in Oregon also received a federal grant. They are the Mount Hood Scenic Byway and the Pacific Coast National Scenic Byway. The federal money will help pay for the design phase of the welcome station, and the Forest Service is asking for public input. With the end of school only a month away, Oregon teens are finding it's tough sledding in the job market. But 1110 KBND's John Erickson says there's one area where kids may have an advantage.
It may be hard to compete with more experienced adults, according to Oregon employment economist Nick Belaychicks, but there is one area where kids may have an advantage.
Kids may have a leg up on any sort of high-tech social media or any sort of new economy type way to earn money.
He says no matter what kind of a job it is, it's important for young applicants to make a point of appearing professional. John Erickson, 1110 KBND Radio News.